asking us to increase our prosperity and devotional bliss. So the prosperity is not, I need money, I need change, I need physical healing. This prosperity is the, can't get the word, like this golden energy of light. In English, it's like we're returning or tuning would be a good word as well. We're returning and tuning into our true divine essence. So when I'm saying this, I literally became a third eye, like my entire being became a third eye. So the idea is that whatever is due us, whatever is in our locomotive value, what they mean by that is whatever your next right step is, that which is due you, that which your higher self is attuning you to, that is what is going to proceed. So you may think you need the golden coins, but what you need is to release resentment. You may think you need healing, but what you need is to receive your God essence. So the more that we let go, when they say let go and let God, this is what we're referring to. It's allowing the streams of light to take full possession. That means you stop trying to do it the world's way in terms of 3D, up, down. You're blessed one day, everything falls apart the next. You get ahead, you fall behind. That's 3D. What we're doing is proceeding into light by allowing full extreme. So full extreme is, it's like in the movies, full extreme. It's like you hear it on all sounds and in all extremes. So we're allowing that devotional bliss. Allowing that devotional bliss is not with, this is what I want to manipulate and create and form. Devotional bliss is singing hallelujah. In other words, to allow ourselves to beam in, to create, to possess that likeliness of love. In other words, taking full possession. And this is like every time we say this, it's like the energy is moving further. And they don't even like that word moving because it's more of like coexisting. So the movement is really an acceptance. It's an allowance. It's an adherence. It's permitting ourselves to embody light, embody wholeness, embody richness, embody a truest claim. So as we will receive our entitlement, they're asking us to permit that inevitable conclusion. Because the inevitable conclusion is when you really slip into your true divine essence, where they're saying you're going it alone. It's not that we're alone, we're opening up to unity, but it's a little bit of a paradox. Because going it alone means you leave your tangential evidence, like you leave your attachment, you leave form, you leave, well, this is my version of success. And you permit that culmination of love. So what we're receiving, they're saying in minor dosages, they're so cute. So like minor mean like little by little, little by little. Now the reason they're saying that is it has to do with our belief. Because we don't 100% understand what we truly deserve, it's like we're willing to receive it in minimal dosages. Well, I'll take a little bit. I'll try a little bit. I'll stretch a little bit. So in other words, that word was intentional for our comfort factor, for our limited visioning, because again, it's like we still don't understand 100% yet, but we shall, who we truly are and our entitlement. So as we will receive they're saying division of mercy. What this has to do with is dropping the belief in separation. So the division, which is played out continuously in our reality, I mean, political factions, it just goes on and on and on. So we're like a little bit goes a long way. So as we receive this light, now let's explain, they want me to explain this. So I was saying like political factions, so this is like the outer. You want to remember that the outer is just symbolic of what's occurring in our inner dwelling place. So we're the ones that are doing without. We're the ones that seem to be expressing sorrow, meaning separated from our divinity. So as we will receive our due abundance. So now it's like, wait a minute, but now it's like the mailman's showing up. It's like, here's some mail, our due abundance, our worth and value. We're not waiting for it to come from without. We're expecting it, receiving it, allowing it. And so now, just imagine a rainfall, like, and just being drenched by love. Just being drenched by love. And I'm seeing one of those pictures where that higher heart is, it's like it's leading the being. So it's seen, there seems to be a form, there's an incarnated residence, but it's being led by its true notes, its true wonderment. So as we will receive our holy entitlement, now holy, our whole self, not just one little part. Well, I really came here because I'm having boyfriend problems. Well, that's fine and dandy, whatever gets you here. So it's not, when I say here, they're saying not just this group. Every time you open up to your spiritual journey, every time you open up to your spiritual self, oftentimes it's until we really learn how to bless ourselves, it's things call our attention. Well, I need some movement, I need some help here. And so this is when we remember to keep accentuating the positive. In other words, returning to the divine, returning to source, returning to our true essence. So this is where they're saying the hand of God comes out and reaches us. So don't get caught up in the word God. God is Sophia, divine essence, I am presence. Don't allow the ego to dictate. In other words, when you notice resistance, whether here or anywhere else, it's like these are just semantics. So remember to receive your glory in all moments. Receive your glory in all attunements. Because whatever you witness, whatever you're drawn to, there's gifting. There's gifting to be had. And they're saying love proceeds. Love proceeds. So as we will receive our holy advancements, so remember, it's like the hand of God, you know, like I just see it like touching, as if it was touching my shoulder. Remember that we don't really understand our true identity, so we allow love's advantage. In other words, we're receiving what we have yet to even understand all that is due us. So the more that we can get into that space of receptivity, and I literally have this like infinity symbol. Oh my gosh, it looks like a ribbon. So just imagine like this ribbon's being woven between you and higher intelligence or the divine self. And again, whatever formulation, if it's a band of angels, if it's the Christ presence, whatever feels most natural, most accommodating, that it's like, oh, well, this I understand. This is, I understand. So you want to take that visioning and then imagine the circulation. So I've got the infinity symbol. So it's like here and there simultaneously. Simultaneously is we draw in our one union. So now our one union is realizing we are all of it. We are all of it. There is no lack. There is no cause for concern. So it seems like it is in our dream state because our consciousness keeps creating at a lack. And we've got evidence of lack everywhere because we're still lacking. So what we're doing is we're filling up our own loving cup. So just imagine on your higher altar that it's in this, whatever imagery comes to mind. I've got a threefold flame. You just may even just imagine a candle being lit, a light switch turning on. Because remember, it's your consent. So someone's got streamers, you know, like a party. This is perfect because you're recognizing your signaling. You're recognizing your homecoming. You're recognizing and drawing close to past consideration. So the past consideration is where we still have that tightness. We're still trying to manipulate. We're still trying to fight. And so as we drop, now it doesn't mean you let people walk all over you. It means that you function out of your brilliance rather than fighting old past endurances. So it's like still battling a war from yesterday. So what we're doing is allowing our full conduction. So in other words, all of our allowance, and they're showing me this huge, gigantic battery. I mean, just think of the biggest battery you could imagine. So this is what is amplifying our presence. So as we will receive with delight, we offer this remembrance to our it's like total placement. So this means any false memories, any false teachings, any false belief systems, any place where our the cells and our body are still following our old emotions, following old mind patterns, any loose ends. So any place where we're still sending energy out that has lackluster results. So in other words, that isn't aware of our brilliance. So as this energy performs miracles, so that means it knows what it's doing beyond our conscious control, beyond our understanding, as we continue to allow that assertive value, in other words, stretching into our true nature. This is how we allow this brilliance, this energy, to take hold. So it's going to teach us opportunities. It's going to teach us where we've been white knuckling it, where we're still like having arguments with ghosts. They're saying Christmas past. So we're learning and allowing and adjusting and permitting and accentuating that new prophecy. So they're showing me the card of spiritual and material prosperity. Well, that sounds pretty good. That sounds pretty good. So we're the ones that open the door. We're the ones that say yes. We're the ones that create new tomorrows without any prejudice. So any prejudice is, yeah, but you don't know what I did, and I didn't do the right thing there, and God, if anyone knew about this. Without any prejudice, because it's only going to get as good as we allow, as we accept. So what we're doing is inviting in mercy. We're inviting in new tomorrows, because as we teach ourselves our innocence, our holiness, we advance all members. What we're doing for ourselves, we're doing for the all. There is no self separate from another. As you hold the keys to true revelation, that's how a master goes on and touches millions upon millions. Because we carry that attunement. We carry that prophecy. So the more that we're willing to allow, the more all are served. So if you want to know how to make up to the one that you hurt yesterday, awaken today and hold them in your heart. You don't need to go back, but we need to press on. So as we seal our fate, as we seal our allowance, we receive for all concern. Concern's not the right word. I can't get that word. It's like just that unified field. We're really all one. We're really all one. Let us receive in totality. I'm going to use that word miracles again. Allow a miracles to occur naturally. Now, miracle, oh gosh, there's a whole little thing about that. We're learning how to operate under, I'm going to call it God's laws instead of ego's laws. So it's not really a miracle. It's just functioning out of a different dimensional residence, without the entrapment. Remember, we're all seers. We're all masters. We're all residing on many levels of awareness. And what we're doing is drawing those they're saying those good values in closer, pressing it into our breastplate. Breastplate being our higher heart. And in a higher heart, you may see like little lights, like filaments, like fireflies. You just may feel the energy. You just may hold the value, but what you're allowing is the heart to lead. Again, some of us have a little concern. Well, you know, people are functioning out of their ego, and I'm going to get lost in the shuffle. No, you're not. You're going to have all the power there is. Love's the strongest power. It's the power of God. It's the power of the universe. It's what's empowering all of it. So what we're doing is allowing that to rule, allowing that source to dictate. Let us receive. Let us receive our true nature. Let us receive our homecoming. And take a moment to receive. Remember, we're extending it out in all fields, in all directions, past, present, future. This is how something that would be in your future, if it is not necessary now, we receive alternate timelines, because we've extended our fellowship of unity forward, seemingly forward. So what we experience is now in alignment with what we have now consented to, opened up to. And just take a moment and just see when I say see, experience, feel, imagine. It's almost like a train's going down one track and then they pull that little lever and now it's going down a new track. Because we've determined it. We've decided. And so it is.